In the Senate building, in the increasingly crowded suite of offices appropriated by the Jedi for their own operation, Master Octa Ramus, studying the stream of data scrolling across her desktop monitor, suddenly sat upright.
Kip!
Her voice was very intense. Other Jedi and allies in the main office took notice. In a mixed group like this, one master did not usually refer to another by his or her familiar name. Such an informality normally arose only in more relaxed circumstances. Zek, dressed as a hangar mechanic, his hairspray frosted blonde and his face enhanced with a false beard, exchanged a look with his fiancée, Taryn Zell, who was dressed and made up as the sort of anonymous generic office beauty whom many politicians wished to have nearby when holocams were present for recording opportunities. Standing beside the door, Jedi apprentice Bandy Geffer, picture perfect as a scrubbed, eager naval ensign, looked worried. Masters Cam and Tion Solasar, gray-haired and distinguished in the guise of expensively garbed ambassadors, focused on Octa from their seats on the sofa. Kip, dressed like Octa in Kuati political support team member garments, moved over to stand behind her. He frowned over the stream of words and numbers flowing across the screen. Node 113? Which one is that? Octa consulted her personal datapad.
That's the monitoring unit the fleet intelligence team spliced into the comm trunk feed coming down from the executive branch offices. We piggybacked a tap onto it. What's the office of origin?
X-Wing Commoner Aldera 2478. Octa's eyes widened.
Score. That's listed as Wind Orvin's inner office.
Kip frowned as he puzzled out the unformatted blocks of text. Am I seeing this right?
I think you are.
Dallas issued an extermination order against a series of Clatooinian habitations. Mando's ordered to move in and leave them as smoking craters.
He blew out a long breath.
If we don't move today, soon, this thing is going to happen.
We have to execute Plan Delta now so we can call this Mando operation off.
Octa nodded.
I'll calm the temple. Cam, Tion, do you concur?
The older masters nodded. That made four master votes to move. All the masters remaining at the temple would have to vote against to have a simple majority override, and Octa couldn't imagine them doing that under these circumstances. This was a done deal. She rose, preparatory to moving into the back chamber and the holorecorder there.
Maybe we can get one last team of Jedi in before things come completely unhinged. Everyone, prep for your assignments.